Antitrust and agriculture. That's our topic of discussion over the next several days right here on the Rural Radio Network. I'm Clay Patton. First, though, we make the understanding that antitrust, according to Webster's Dictionary, is relating to legislation preventing or controlling trust or other monopolies with the intention of promoting competition in business. As ag companies and retailers continue to see mergers and acquisitions, could this be a concern for the ag industry? Answering that question and other tough questions is Aaron Gott, partner with Bona Law Firm out of their newly opened Minneapolis office. Bona Law is one of the top antitrust firms in the U.S., and we thank Aaron for his time. I think the place to get started is by giving us an overview of the current U.S. antitrust laws, Aaron.
Thanks, Clay, and thanks for having me on. There are a few statutes that I think are most important to antitrust here. The first two are the Sherman Act. There are two sections of the Sherman Act that form the basis of most of antitrust policy in this country. Sherman Act Section 1, the statute that makes it unlawful to conspire to restrain trade, and Sherman Act Section 2, which makes willful monopolization and attempts to monopolize unlawful. There's also Clayton Act Section 7, which allows for challenges either by the government or private parties to mergers and acquisitions that substantially reduce competition. And the Hart-Scott-Rodino Act, which requires certain mergers, merging parties to provide notification to the FTC or DOJ and allows the FTC or DOJ to pre-clear or object to that merger. So in terms of how we enforce this policy here in the United States, there are a couple different ways. First, there's the Department of Justice Antitrust Division, and they handle criminal and civil enforcement. A lot of times you'll see DOJ bring cases for price fixing. They handle what's considered the most egregious anti-competitive conduct, and the FTC handles administrative and civil enforcement. But there's another group that is essential to this system and that Congress relies on to enforce the antitrust laws, and that is private plaintiffs. The antitrust laws were designed with the private attorney's general model in mind. It gives double damages and attorney's fees to plaintiffs who succeed in their case just to give them the incentive to bring it in the first place. And that's how we enforce the antitrust laws.
More specific to the ag industry, are there any specific antitrust laws currently on the books geared towards the ag industry?
Yes, there are. Two in particular that are most important. First is the Packers and Stockyards Act. It's administered by the USDA, and it's essentially an unfair competition statute. It prohibits unfair and anti-competitive conduct, discriminatory and deceptive practices, and other activities that might adversely affect competition specific to the agricultural industry. The second one is actually an exemption to the antitrust laws. It's called the Capper-Volstead Act. It's also administered by the USDA, and what it does is it gives a limited antitrust exemption to farmers who collectively join together in a cooperative to market or process the commodities that they produce. Now, there's some important considerations with that. If you are a part of one of these cooperatives, you do have to do your diligence and make sure that there's a good compliance program because it's really easy to fall outside of that exemption. You can't do things like engage in any kind of practice or have the intent to reduce output or raise prices. You can't engage in predatory practices, price discrimination, coerce competitors or customers using that cooperative, conspire with other cooperatives or other third parties to fix prices, combine with anybody else to substantially lessen competition, or engage in any kind of boycott of other players in the market.
Quite an interesting setup here in how it specifically applies to agriculture. And I guess my thought process, where my main question comes from in the ag industry, we continue to see consolidation of some of our bigger ag chemical seed manufacturers and this sort of thing, and especially even like in the beef industry, where we see a narrow segment of that manufacturing process the raw commodity into a consumer product. Where do antitrust cases get their start? Is this circle back around to being a private attorney driven? Is this where a plaintiff needs to step forward and try to prove harm, or what have we seen there in the past?
Well, it really depends on the case. Sometimes antitrust cases are filed by an enforcement agency, whether it's the FTC or DOJ. Sometimes it's by an aggrieved competitor, or sometimes it's by downstream consumers. And sometimes it's all three. And in fact, that's actually pretty common. In the typical big antitrust case, that's usually going to be one involving price fixing or other particularly egregious conduct among competitors. It goes something like this. The Department of Justice receives information that leads it to announce a criminal investigation into some industry. The information might have come from a whistleblower, a company that voluntarily provides the information to obtain leniency, or possibly from other antitrust agencies in other countries. Very rarely, a private civil lawsuit is actually what tips off the DOJ. And I've actually seen that happen. But what happens is, once DOJ makes the announcement that they're investigating this industry, what follows is what we call the antitrust blizzard. The government's case is ongoing, and suddenly you see a slurry of complaints filed all over the country. These are usually class action complaints. There's a whole cottage industry around it.
Again, we're talking with Aaron Gott of the Bona Law Law Firm on antitrust in agriculture. Make sure to come back as we continue the conversation over the next 2 days. If you missed anything or you want to hear the full conversation, be looking, as this full conversation will be a podcast very soon. You're listening to the Rural Radio Network.